You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Chronic Tone on the way. He should be here in a few minutes. Until then, though, got to make a couple announcements. If you go to lfodradio.com, you can hear the M.Dot podcast. Just put that online. Shout out to M.Dot, a legend in the making. Check that out. He drops a lot of gems. Artists, you can learn a lot from that one. If you are an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. Definitely hit us up. We're always looking for new music to play. Keep it clean, though. This is FM. Next week, we got Cody Pope coming through. He'll be here Tuesday night to discuss his new album, his release party next week. Some New Hampshire hip-hop. He's one of the guys up there really doing it. As some people may know, as some may not, LFOD, Live Free or Die. That is the slogan of the Granite State and where we get our inspiration from. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. Everything we can't play on the radio that we love. Reposted, New England hip-hop playlist, etc., etc. Actually, we got a ton of announcements tonight. If you're in the area, Wonder Bar this evening, Trap Music Orchestra, LFOD alumni, they will be over there shooting a video for one of their new songs, so definitely head over to Wonder Bar tonight, check that out. And on Thursday night, the homies from Bad Decisions Collective are invading Good Life. You may recognize some of them from previous appearances, Killer Kowalski and the boys. Anyway, they'll be there Thursday night at 10 p.m. It's free with an RSVP. Just go to Facebook, search Bad Decisions Collective, sign up, come make bad decisions with us. Anyway, we're going to play some music, then we're going to go find the Chronic Tone and bring them in here. This is the new one from Static King, which is Static Selecta and Crooked Eye. It's called Dead or in Jail. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose. Cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the noose. Scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice. And I still conceal, still that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mask era era. So never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era. Dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like f*** your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask them native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed, I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free, I'm alive, I got money.
Jurassic 5, hieroglyphics,
Let's get back to the jam, though. You rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam, though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am, though. Keep sh- the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of boss, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash get that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they can get give me a cell, but I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. You give me a scale, it's pure dope. I could sell it forever. Who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac 11 weapon spark, you get severed in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art, and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yes, I'm sorry. These got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
Came from nothing.
Yeah.
Always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed.
Never.
I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't dead or in jail.
Wish where I sleep and keep a truck loaded heaters. Every show is like the World Cup. Sold out arenas and it's just one of us. All the gems are redeemers. Waking up sick with a fetus. Well, I'll be in the next town doing my next round. Something like the H1, N1 West now. Mixed into a form that they somehow hooked on. Side effects worse than crack when it's cooked wrong. My theme music plays when we visit your grave. Cross seas on planes to deliver the flames. Like no matter where I go, I run into the same. I know something ain't right, so you can't explain. It ain't right.
It's fishy, they say Osama trapped in Davy Jones' locker. Believe everything you see on TV and use a sucker. A slave to the matrix, sleepwalking through the thunder. All these Xanax zombies, easy prey for the hunters. Pray for my enemies who wish me 6 feet under. Tears baptize my soul until heaven calls my number. Crooked cops fire glocks and ask questions later. My fingerprints in the system, no retreat, no surrender. Bots cut a flow, buck 50 the mic phone. Every bar's another bullet flying out of the chrome. Tearing through barcodes, destroying the devil's throne. Never die alone. Slugs get burped in tombstones. Punish the percussion, punching holes in the ozone. Keep feeding my family by taking what I'm owed. To my physical display at the funeral home. William Cooper pointing pistols at the NWO.
Split poles. fist game. Know you gotta feel this, and we just keep pushing on strong. But you know you gotta hear this. She's serious, forget bars, nothing new to this. Even my nephews know they knew me. I'm the past with the present within. I'm the glass that you like looking in. Beat when I kick on the acoustic, you know I'm trouble. Don't even step in my bubble. Go take a walk and go settle. Reach your thoughts to a level. Throw shades to the devil. All in the kennels. It's just watching. It's all what I've been through. I get down to the root. Genie in the booth. Keep watching. I do what I do. Dense clocking. Rap sheet starving. It's like that. Moses and Garvey. Harder than the heartbeat. More for me. Gas rolls in the concrete. Team of the Elos. We so godly. Run evenly. Never with the army. Yeah. Cassius. Word. And we just keep moving along. But you know you gotta feel this. And we just keep pushing on strong. But you know you gotta hear this.
We are back. Live Free or Die Radio. Chronic Tone.
Chronic Tone.
Tone.
I'm here.
Feels
what's
up,
great.
Buddy?
What's going on, man?
Freedom or death?
Yes. Give me freedom or give me death.
Rolled up.
Live
proper
free or
for
die.
The LFOD.
That's right. Came in full garb, full spirit.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. It feels good to come into the... You know, come into the airwave zone with the theme music, and you know what I mean? We just wrapped up the Beat Stew last month, or I guess it's almost 2 months now, but in December, that was a grand event. There's gonna be more of those to come. Got a
March
lot of
13th.
Music in the works, a lot of stuff's going on.
Nice. So you are the victor of season 2. Of the Stew Beat Showcase.
Are you not entertained?
Let's talk about that, man. How'd you get involved with the Stew? Because basically what we did is we partnered up with them for that one. We said whoever wins is going to come on here and get to, you know, showcase what they're all about. How'd you get involved with the Stew? How did you set your sights on that?
Originally, it was back in the day. I think it was in 2013. D Loops and Mark Maron had reached out to me and my buddy Rick Diamond Cave, shouts out to Diamond Cave Media, and some other people, because the Stew was stored, it was sort of, I mean, it was going, but it was in its earlier stages. And we did it at the, it was at the Midway Cafe that time, and it was popping. We had, you know, I mean, a bunch of heads who are still in the game right now were popping up back then too, so everyone has improved since then. But originally it was back, that was the first one that I did, was at the Midway, and then, you know, I sort of chilled for a little while, and I did a couple more, and when I did it the second, I believe I did four. You'd have to ask Brian Trencher. You have to ask D.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
You did a bunch.
I did like
of them.
Four. Yeah, I think I did four, and on the fourth one, I qualified.
Okay.
But the one way long ago was in 2013 at Midway, and then there was like the Middle East upstairs they did it at, and then there was one. Then they moved to Wonder Bar and did the residence at Wonder Bar with the event, and then I did one in Wonder Bar, and I remember I was, the other times I was just going to play beats, but the time I did it when it was at Wonder Bar, I was like, I want to like compete, I want to be in this finalist competition, you know what I mean? And that third time that I was there, I played some hot beats and whatever, but I didn't, the selection that I chose didn't make the crowd jump.
And you have to play the crowd.
Yeah, you got to play the crowd jumpers, the stuff that slaps people in the face, you know what I mean? So the first, second, and third time I did it, I was sort of apt to play like some cool beats mixed in, you know what I mean? Do like a hot and cold all over the color palette thing, but that's not what you do really at beat competitions. And I'm giving you a hint for a lot of you guys who are planning on going in the beats too right now. This is a big part of it. You got to play the beats that are the hard hitters, you know what I mean? You got to really whip out your gems and show people what you got.
Yeah, you can't hold back. You can't say, oh, I'll play that later in the night. No,
you can't half-ass it at any point. You can't do it. You can't go. You have to go completely hard. You know what I'm saying? No first gear, second gear. You got to drop straight in all the way with the turbo.
Burn the rubber.
Yeah, so.
That's good. I'm glad you're saying you did it more than once because it's important to see the progression. You can't, for people that show up, first time, don't make it. You can't quit. You got to keep going. It makes everyone better. I think you guys all got better over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and like, you know, competing amongst each other and like hearing different people's styles and see how different people's ways of presentation too when they're up on stage playing their beats, like what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like we had an array of different kinds of presentations, you know, with from me like knocking my head wicked hard to like, you know, Fridello dancing in the crowd, you know what I mean? To all the different variations. But salute to everybody who competed though, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who's ever competed, and especially the guys in the finals, you know, a bunch of those guys are my homies.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Our homies,
it was a good,
you know
it was
saying?
Definitely
it was definitely a solid battle.
It was, you were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, during the competition, you come in confident. At any point were you sitting there and you're like, uh-oh, this guy might have me?
Oh, hell yeah. There was this one part. I mean, I was doing my push-ups at home, trust and believe. You know what I mean? Like, before anyone in my apartment who, you know, is in my apartment before the stew, they'll tell you that I was making new beats and, like, shining up my old ones and going through the archives and bringing all my weapons and gems out. You know what I mean? And I was buffering them all up. And I was making a bunch of beats too, a bunch of brand new ones, and I just had mad ammo. And when I went in, I was ready. I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna win this. It's guaranteed, because it's not guaranteed, because I was going against some hard hitters. You know,
but
what
you
I'm
were
saying?
Ready like, for the game.
But
it wasn't like
I was
you just
ready
popped
to
up.
Go.
You've been practicing all
it
day.
Wasn't like I just started making beats.
Yeah, you know
what I mean, I've been making beats for more than half my life now. So like, it's what I love doing. So with my heart, I was ready to go into the game, and I really felt like Robin Hood. You know what I mean?
Explain.
Like, you know how they have the archery competition?
Yeah.
And like, everyone was, you know, everyone's like, oh, is Robin Hood gonna show up? Is he gonna compete? You know what I mean? And that's sort of how I felt when I did. I started feeling like that after I lost that third one. I was like, yeah, nobody thinks I'm gonna come and be in the finals. And I was like, but I got a surprise for y'all. You know what I mean? So I went in there and I was focused. You know what I mean? That's the thing, is I wasn't like, ah, oh, confident I'm gonna win. I was just focused. And I was like, I'm ready to rip some beats right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the zone. And when they did the battle thing back and forth, that was the first, well, they did the open kitchen, and there were some good guys in the open kitchen too.
Yeah, there's one dude who almost took the whole thing out of it.
Yeah, yeah. But yo, that one moment that I was like, oh shoot, was when G-Wiz played that, he did that Be Prepared
the Lion King
from
one?
The Lion King. Yeah. It was like, and I was like, oh! And I was like, damn, he probably got some heaters. You know what I mean? And he did have some heaters, but, you know what I mean? It came down to the competition rounds, the on-the-spot stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I really shined, you know what I mean, was the on-the-spot creativity. You know what I mean? Like, I could have gone beat for beat. Like, I could go beat for beat 50 times with somebody. I have, you know.
Yeah, you
I could go
stash.
Beat for beat. I have a lot of beats. But that's not what the competition was mostly about. It was a little bit about that. You know what I mean? Like, what can you make? What's premeditated that you bring in?
Right.
And then it's like, what can you make on the spot? You got 10 minutes. Ready, set, go. You know? So, but I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Me and, you can ask Sean Rosati. We be chilling and we play the let's make a beat as fast as you can game, you know, while someone's rolling up or something like that and getting ready to do some freestyles or getting ready to warm up for a session. You know what I mean? Like, we're killing some time and it's like, okay, you got 10 minutes. Haikyuu will be like, I'm rolling up. You got 10 minutes. See how fast you can make a beat. And I'll try to make the beat before he finishes rolling up. And I would try to make a beat in like 10, 15 minutes. So I was playing that game with myself before the stew. And then I was like, oh, when I went to that third stew, I was like, oh, they do a spontaneous creation section. I was like, so I should keep practicing that. And then I would, like, you know, I'd be feeling the beat, or I'd be feeling the, you know, the energy when I come home, and just like try to just make a beat real quick and make it good in like 20 minutes.
That's, you know, dope. What I mean? You're gonna give away too many gems. Don't give away too many gems.
Yeah. Well,
your competition's listening, Chronic.
Yeah. Well, that's a seed. That's a seed for you upcoming producers. A lot of people who are experienced, like homies who are in the competition, like John Glass and Self Serve and Melks, they know that.
Right.
You know what I mean? They know that those good ones come out when you hear that sample, chop it, boom, and then it's just like, dun, dun, dun. It just pops in and you ride the creative train. They know that. But it's me revealing that secret doesn't mean that somebody is just going to acquire that skill.
Right.
That takes a long time to acquire that skill.
Right. You got to water that seed.
You guys who are just learning, you know what I mean, are learning and coming up. I'm still learning and coming up too. Everyone's still growing. But for those of you who are just starting producing, you know what I mean, you want to ride the creativity train when you feel it. And don't force it if you don't. That's a big thing. You know?
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to give it a little push.
Sometimes you got to give
if
it a little break,
too. If you wait all day
too.
For inspiration, you're never going to get it.
Yeah.
You got to... But you can't force it either.
The thing that's crazy is when I was in college, it would be those times where it's like, I gotta write a 12-page paper tonight. It's due tomorrow for my jazz history class. I'm like, but I just heard this sampling. I heard a sample from the jazz songs that we're studying, and I'm like, I have to chop that. And those times are the times where, like, I would make the craziest beats or songs is when I wasn't supposed to. And then I would, like, finish the song or whatever and write it down, and I'd be like, damn, I have 3 hours to write this 12-page paper. Like, crank out a solid 8-page paper, get, like, a, you know, a decent grade on it. But I was like, yo, that was worth it to me because
beat.
I made that crazy song in that moment. You know what I mean? It captured the moment like a picture.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So,
let's ride the waves, dude.
I want to talk about what you have coming up, but first I think I want to play another song by you. We've had in the background, by the way, this has been a Chronic Tone production.
Make history.
We're going to play, let's play a little beat mix so they can hear some of your beats, hear what this guy's talking about. Are these new?
Yeah, real quick, I want to give a shout out to everybody, Authentic Lifestyle and Stay True. You know what I mean? D-Loops, Mark Maron, Brian Trench, all the homies who orchestrated the beats too. That is an inspirational event.
And it's my favorite event in the city.
Yeah, me too. And honestly, just being a part of it, competing in it, helped me grow. You know what I mean? As a producer. So, you know, I appreciate the assembly of the platform. And, like, that's the kind of event that we really need to be promoting more and more. So I encourage everybody to go to the Beat Stew. If you're
March
an upcoming
13th.
Producer, yeah, March
13th. March 13th, first round of season 3.
And not just if you're a producer. If you're a fan and you're an appreciator and supporter of the hip-hop movement in Boston, it's the livest event. So
it's
come
live.
Through.
It's live music. Competitive, but, you know, good-natured.
Come test your skills, too.
Yeah, open kitchen. You can show up. You don't need to. You can just show up and get up there.
It's a good opportunity to, like, flex your beats in front of a crowd and test them out like a thermometer. You know what I mean?
Right.
See how it works.
You don't know
what
you have.
Even if you're not sure.
You don't know what you have to get out on the playground.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Yeah, right.
Exactly. So, all right, this is a little beat mix. How old are these? These brand new?
This beat mix is all of beats that I made in the month preceding or building up, coming up to the beats too. These were all the beats
the
I was. Yeah, the practice rounds. These were in the dojo practicing before the stew, sharpening
right.
the swords.
You're tuned into LFOD Radio. This is Chronic Tone's warm up dojo beat mix. Live free or die.
as the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go?
Yeah, Chronic Tone.
What up?
So, that's just a little warm-up.
That's the warm-up round. That was how I warmed up for the stew, pretty much. With stuff like that.
Light work.
Yeah, just fun stuff.
Word. So, the Chronic Tone. So, we know kind of your recent history here, what you've been doing, just beasting. How'd you get into music? Like, what's... Where did you start? How long have you been involved in music, whether it was hip-hop or maybe you played another instrument? Where did the love begin?
Mm. Where did the love begin?
Yeah, that's who inspired you?
That's a long and monotonous tale.
All right, try to make it exciting.
I mean, when I was younger, I was like, I was a CD head, and I'm sure you had one of those CD booklets that had, like, you know, the big square one with 128 pages and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had all those CDs, and I would listen to all sorts of different music. And I was raised in a house where, you know, a lot of classical music was being played, and people were playing the piano. And so that was in my family. And my grandfather was, he played the trombone in a jazz band. And, so that's, you know, I have several pianists in my family too. So that was like my upbringing as a kid. I always had music around me. And my mom and my grandmothers would always encourage me to, like, I always want to perform for my family members on holidays and stuff. You know what I mean? Come out with, like, you know, my cowboy outfit with my guns and my hat and my boots. And, you know what I mean? My grandfather would play the piano, you know what I mean? And I would, like, freestyle. I would like freestyle sing and stuff, you know, about all sorts of stuff, you know,
about the wild, wild west.
I don't know, but there's some videos, dude, and I was just like performing, you know, for my family at like 3, 4, you know. So I've always enjoyed that presentation of music and just the feeling of it, you know what I mean? So that's like level one. Level two was me being a CD head in school, collecting a lot of different tunes, being exposed to different music. And then, you know, that was including like rock, you know, that sort of like 90s rock stuff. Like, I'll name some bands. Like, early inspirations were like, you know, Bob Marley, things like Sugar Ray. That joint Fly was like my favorite joint when I was a kid. You know, things like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, then I got into like Dr. Dre and Eminem, and I got into, you know, Snoop Dogg and their whole camp, Nate Dogg. Then I got into Wu-Tang in middle school, and that changed my whole thing up. Then I got into Mobb Deep in high school, really heavy. And that was really my ish.
That's when the Chronic Tone was born?
That's when... At that point in high school, I had been listening and absorbing and playing stuff. And then it was like, I had played with some beat programs and stuff and started using FL Studio a little bit with my buddy Jay Beats, who goes by Big Wild. If y'all don't know Big Wild, go to SoundCloud and search Big Space Wild. He is gnarly. Shout out to my homie. But me and him started making beats way back in the day on FL Studio and sort of like showing each other our beats and like giving tricks and whatever to each other. And no one really taught us. We sort of taught each other right. And moved up. And I had been like sort of playing with the beats, you know what I mean? And because I'd play some video games and then I'd like make some beats. But then at high school, when I really got into it, I was like, I didn't play video games anymore. I literally was just drilling beats,
playing beats
all the time. You know what I mean? Like Havoc and RZA and Dr. Dre, really inspired me to like make my own beats, because I was tired of just listening to everyone else's beats. I was like, I want to make some stuff, you know what I mean? And so high school, I got into it, and then at the end of high school, I thought I was going to go to art school. I thought I was going to be a visual artist, because I won Class Artist Award, and I was painting a lot and doing drawing and stuff like that in high school, and graphic design and all that. So I thought I was going to go to art school, and then last minute I was like, man, screw it, I wanna go to college for something that I have no experience in, or you know what I mean, I'm not like already, I was sort of naturally just good at art, you know what I mean,
because right,
my mom was an artist.
Polish it, you'd rather learn about something.
I was like, rather than keep building this house that's already pretty good, let me just build a whole new thing, you know what I mean? So yeah. I decided last minute to go to college for music. Did a year in Colorado, things didn't really work out there. Moved back to Boston, transferred to Northeastern. Was lucky that I got in. Me and my mom thought the admission letter was a prank.
Really?
But
their standards were lower than you expected?
Nah, apparently they have real high standards to let the chronic tone in. But yeah, so I went to Northeastern, and that's when my whole game changed, is when I went to Northeastern. And I may owe a lot of student loans, but I think it's completely worth every penny that was spent indebted to the university, because I met some really special people. You know what I mean? In particular, my professor, Jim Anderson. He shouts out to Jim. I hope you're listening, big guy. He inspired me to be a good producer and to be a solid engineer. And he passed me the golden ears, basically.
Okay.
I was good at producing and mixing, and I would make good levels and stuff, you know, as far as what I was putting out, even when I was in high school. But when this man taught me how to listen, he taught me how to listen.
Okay.
Articulately, you know what I mean? And really tune in on small details and sounds. One piece of advice that I'll pass on to the air from Jim is the little details make the big differences.
Agreed.
So if you
in
do
everything.
Yeah. So if you do something really cool, sparsely, it's going to be better than if you sprinkle the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Like if you put too much garlic and pepper on your dish, you're going to ruin it. Those are two dope things to have in a dish, but you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you have something nice, use sparsity. But that's a...
Is that a word?
Yeah, sparsity. I think it is.
Yeah, I'm with it. Should we look it up? No need to Google. Let's focus.
No, I think that's a real word.
We've had a few words invented on here so far.
Yo, I make up words as I go.
I need to have a dictionary, because we've had a bunch. We need an LFO dictionary, because we've had a bunch of inventions on here.
I'm looking it up right now. Sparsity. No match found. I made that up. Well, coin that.
Sparsity.
Sparsity.
Copyright, chronic
yeah.
tone.
So, but
hashtag
yeah, so Northeastern was crazy experience. I also met a lot of people. I met Rael at Northeastern, and I think I met you through Rael, right?
Yep.
And High Q, and I mean, I met a ton of people at Northeastern that led me to meet other people, which led to like, you know, just all sorts of cross-pollination and different artists, you know, working with each other, and like Almighty, you know what I'm saying, and just everybody in our circle, you know what I mean, has sort of been interconnected since I mean, I got plugged into that from the college area, so it's like I came into Boston and just met all sorts of different people, you know what I mean, from, you know, Ray Allen, people at Northeastern, to Rec Shop Cats, to, you know what I mean, different people in New Hampshire who mess with Boston Cats.
Yep.
You know, and there's a lot of talent in Boston, and luckily I've been able to run into enough people who are really, really dope MCs and artists and singers and stuff like that, and hook them up with beats. And if you got my beats, use them. Put them out.
Better.
I know a couple of y'all are sitting on a couple of Chronic Tone gems.
Does that happen? That's going to be... I feel bad for producers sometimes, because like... That's going to be crazy. Like, you send stuff out, and then 3 years later, it pops up.
It's cool,
though.
Or
maybe 5 years. Oh, you like it.
It's cool, because I have enough stuff that's circulating. You know what I mean? Right now, it's like, I don't know. Being a producer and making, being a beat fiend and sort of like, what do you call someone? A hoarder?
Yeah.
I, like, have these like,
you got hard drives.
Dude, I have tons of beats. Not all of them are my best stuff, but a lot of them are good, really good, you know? And so sometimes I'll sit on a beat for, like, here's an example. I had this beat that I made in 2012 when I was still in college, before I graduated, and it was sitting there, and it was cool, and I was like, oh, I might change it up. I might, like, you know, I don't know. It's a cool beat. I like it. And I just left it there. And I played it one day, 3.5 years later, for Cassius the Fifth, and she was like, ooh, what are you doing with that? I was like, nothing. That's an old one. She goes, that's old? She goes, nah. She goes, let me get that. She goes, I got the perfect thing for this. And she did Gusto. That's Gusto.
That's... We're going to play that actually in a minute here.
Yeah.
Cassius sounds so good over your production.
Dude, it's like a perfect match. I really like
when you guys work together.
I love hearing her, what she does on my stuff, man. Like, her next album is mostly my beats.
Nice.
So, stay tuned for Cassius the Fifth's new album coming up in the next, couple months, y'all can see that. There's the Black Moon single, which is out. There's a music video for it. Look up Cassius the Fifth Black Moon on YouTube. I produced that beat. Shouts out to Sultan, produced the video. And check out the Gusto, which is, you can go to her SoundCloud too. There's a couple joints.
Yeah, Cassius. We played some Cassius earlier too, a new one from her called Trickery by Jameel Malik,
yeah.
Black Fist Gang.
Shout out to BFG.
Coming soon, LFODradio.com.
Yeah.
Let's play this Gusto. So one of the people you linked with through this long, because you know everybody at this point.
Yeah.
Kind of good at, you know.
The thing is I like to match the beats with the people who it really resonates with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if someone was like, oh, that's a good beat, I'm not going to give it to you just because you think it's a good beat. If it's not like, if you're not like, oh, dude, like I have the song to that. You know what I mean? If it doesn't move you, then I don't want to link it up with you. But there's plenty of...
You want to see that
things
twitch
to try on. Yeah, like, I want to see that special changes. Spark.
Yep.
Because what she said on this track is exactly how the beat feels.
All right.
Gusto.
Gusto. Cassius the Fifth, produced by Chronic Tone. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
Yo, she nurtured him every step into La Paso until he find a wife and he chilling in the castle. She would sacrifice a limit she has to, and I wouldn't even have to question if she blast you. Mama lioness working for the cashew. The young cub wouldn't understand that the cash rules. Stressed out cause the bills hitting past due. Barely making rent, she don't care but she has to. Young man getting raised by the black folks. Vision gonna change soon, even from the past ones. Letting go, gotta learn from his past views. Mama getting older, baby boy growing fast too. She in trouble with that everyday hustle. Baby on the hip and she ain't getting no folk. Little man just growing for the gusto. Can't teach him how to be a man, but the world would. She in trouble with that everyday hustle. Baby on the hip and she ain't getting no folk. Little man just growing for the gusto. Can't teach him how to be a man, but the world would. On the degrees and she's struggle to a mastery. The rough road for the callous here on the factories. So course along the way she don't have to be, but her seed anchors her here satisfactory. Mama making meals, feeding out of magic beans. Hit her so hard, gotta head into the pantries. Taking care of little man just by enemies. So focused that she doesn't even notice enemies. Grown free but feel trapped in the climax. But a ticket here is ain't no getting time back. Teach a young God knowledge is the first step. Second is the movement. Third, how you see it. Strive to live it every day. How the guards rep. Wave the flag in the air. It's peace in the union. She gotta nurture seeds even in the Uma. So she gotta get right even for his future. And light it with the truth though. Raise a fool's no. And mama brought him brand new shoes, yo. Food on the table, learning all the rules, yo. Head up of water, life is what you choose, yo. No instructions, no handbook about it. This life work here, keep walking. Strive best ability, ain't no talking. Action right here and mama get it often. She in trouble with that everyday hustle. Baby on the hip and she ain't getting no folk. Little man just growing for the gusto. Can't teach him how to be a man, but the world would. She in trouble with that everyday hustle. Baby on the hip and she ain't getting no folk. Little man just growing for the gusto. Can't teach him how to be a man, but the world would.
Yo, yo, this is Chronic Tone. You're tuned in live and direct to Live Free or Die Radio. Peace.
Peace.
Keep it real.
Dope song, dude. Very dope.
I love that.
Shout out to Cassius.
Shout out to all the single mothers out there hustling, grinding to provide for their family and their kids. You know what I mean? Setting a good example. We love y'all. Peace. Keep your heads up.
Absolutely. So we have something we want to do here before we get out of here. So, you're working with Cassius. Do you want to talk about some other stuff you're working on? What's in the future for Chronic Tone? People who are listening right now and they're like, all right, I rock with this dude. I like his style. I like where he's going. I'm interested. First of all, where can they find you?
You can find me if you Google Chronic space Tone, C-H-R-O-N-I-C space T-O-N-E. All my sites will come up. But you can definitely find me on SoundCloud, all my beats, and my newest music is on there. So definitely check SoundCloud first. You can go to chronictone.com to see all my different stuff with my artwork. And find me on Twitter, just at chronictone. And my Insta is at chronictone7. I don't use that a whole lot, but, you know, link me up. Everything is just at chronictone. You Google it, all my sites will pop up.
Word.
But, yeah, the thing about... You know, what I got for the future plans, I'm like, my mind, my archives is like a deep cave full of like gems and like ovens, you know what I mean? And there's like all these different ovens on different timers of some of the pizzas are cooking on slow. Some of them like, yo, check this out. Today I woke up and me and Sean Rosati were chilling at the apartment and I was like, yo, check out this new beat I made last night. And he was like, ooh, and just started writing bars and like went to the bathroom and was on the toilet and I had the beat up and he was still writing bars on the toilet. It came out, he was done with his 16. And I was like, damn, bro, you just wrote a 16 that fast? He was like, yeah, and he wrote 20 bars and it was dank. And like we laid it down right there and then Tim Nyan showed up so we could do our other song. So like that just spontaneously happened real quick. And then tomorrow we're recording the song called Cantaloupe with SD Knack and Paranom, Tragic Allies Movement represent. Respect, y'all.
Rec Shop.
Yeah, Rec Shop as well. We're doing a track with them tomorrow that I gave to them like a year ago. And Rosati wrote his bars to it like over a year ago. And we're going to record it tomorrow. But this morning we recorded something that
this
I just made last night.
Rosati.
You know
this
what I mean?
Rosati's oven is
but
beeping.
Yeah. Yo, Rosati is up next. Y'all better get ready for my boy Sean Rosati. You better be tuned in right now, Sean. But
Sean.
Friggin' Sean, dude. But yeah, Sean is a dope MC. I produced actually I think there's two other beats. But you know, we have to mix it up a little bit.
Right.
But I pretty much did 80-90% of his album, gave him a bunch of ill bangers. You know, same thing with Cassius the Fifth. I got a bunch of other projects coming out. Stay on the lookout for Sean. Go check out his stuff too on SoundCloud. It's Rosati, R-O-S-A-T-I.
So is this an exclusive that I have right here?
Yeah, so this next track is called City Snow. This is an exclusive produced by myself. We just shot the music video for it during the snowstorm. We're going to be releasing that very soon. It's not on SoundCloud yet, but it will be. And yeah, this is an exclusive first time view given to you right here on LFOD only.
Woo! Chronic Tone, Sean Rosati, City Snow.
Zaddy.
You're hearing it here first.
Ripping mics, hoes dripping hype, bold piff and pike, and pose this at night. Gifted at writing the maestro with the ice flow, slice foes with skills like I'm Tony Parker, Lonely Spark, a chronic on the mix, straight up melodic as it gets, flawless with kicks, hydraulics and whips, demolish your click. Watch me incorporate techniques, morph into Jet Li, cruising in the Porsche near the Red Sea, spitting visual drop kicks, special ops. Hawk spit, subliminal shots rip at your boss, bitch. I got a boss in state of mind, flawless blazing rhymes with Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. Very birds are set a new trail, carry urban light up an L, recite a new piece, sign a new lease, rhyme on loose leaf, I soothe beats with continuity, you flaunting true MC, I set the bar high, only the real legends influence me. I rhyme grim, design trims and silence, then ride in with fly gems like Rakim, back alley blazing, Cali strains, the caddy gray, hard body, Valley train like Big Daddy Kane. I'm George Gervin in the Porsche swerving, forced learning, chords burning, tour Berlin, four virgins, wore furskin while I scored Gershwin. Got every note in the form, third spin words been impeccable. Mario Puzo, the novelist with scholarship, picking up college chicks and topless whips. Acknowledge this, I'm like Jordan Fadeaway falling swish, flawless, making whack rappers just call it quits. I put it all in this, I live for this music, never hesitate to elevate and deliver the smooch. When I do spit, rap in the East Coast, fresh in a fleece coat, destined to be a beast when I tweak flows. City Snow.
Chronic.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back, Live Free or Die Radio, brand new Sean Rosati, Chronic Tone.
Brand new, fresh out the oven, cold.
It's cold?
Yeah, it's city snow, man. It's cold. That's some fresh snow out the oven.
That's what's up, man.
It's that hot oven snow. Sean Rosati is melting that.
That's the cold brew.
When we went outside and shot that video, he was spitting so many hot bars, the snow was melting, yo. It was like an orb around. All right.
Anyway, we got something we're going to do real quick, but I have to make a few announcements. First thing you need to know, MDOT podcast right now, LFODradio.com, along with about 60 other podcasts. Check that out. There's a ton. If you think this is good, you know, anybody doing things in New England right now probably has a podcast on there. So you never heard of Chronic Tone, now you've heard of Chronic Tone. Go hear about some more people. They all rock with each other. We're building something beautiful. LFODradio.com. If you're an artist and you want to get involved with this, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send some music. Keep it clean. If we like it, we'll play it. We'll go from there. I got to let everyone know, Thursday night, the homies from Bad Decisions Collective are taking over Good Life downtown Boston.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit starts at 10 p.m. Good Life. It's free if you RSVP. Facebook, search Bad Decisions Collective. Go to the Eventbrite. It's $5 if you don't, or 5 past 11. Get there. Rock out. We got to pack this place, and then we can keep doing it. It's going
to
be good.
Shouts to BDC. I rock with y'all. Heavy.
Heavy. So seeing as you rock with them heavy, you know, it's sort of a tradition on LFOD Radio that we get some bars out of our guests.
Yeah.
I got a beat by Killer Kowalski of the Bad Decisions Collective.
Okay.
You want to see what you got for it?
Let's see. Let's see what it sounds like. Something? Let's see if it makes me jump.
Oh, I think it's right in your wheelhouse. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. This is Chronic Tone, Bad Decisions. Yeah.
Let's get it.
You rock with that?
Yeah, I can rock with that. I can hip hop with that. Y'all would probably have to stop and pop it back. Roop, rewind that track. Yo, you have to remind me I ain't whack. I'm past the mic. You wanna see if I can get it back? Turn me down a little bit. I'm too loud in my headphones. I don't wanna end up like a dead head bone, a fish bone. I got sick tones. The chronic tone will probably be through with the minestrone. That means I'm stirring the pot. That means I'm certainly hot. That means you come and I'm burping the babies a lot. They spitting milk. It's really gross. But still, I slide like butter on your breakfast toast. Yo, I'm the most with flows. I also take vacation to Poconos. And I don't got a runny nose, cause if I did, I would probably just wipe it on my clothes. Yo, I'm gutter like that. Yo, give me a second because I'm coming right back. I got the wooden bat. Yo, my Italians, Irishmen represent. I don't flyfish, man, I just like to get the dents. Catching them in the cargo, catching them in the Murcielago. Don't have one yet, but in my dreams I do. Yo, check it out, that's how we screaming through. It's like the Halloween movie, I'm dreaming too. I dreaming in 3D, I dream in HD like an IMAX. Yo, you get caught in the fly traps. Yo, why I relax and smoke stacks. And then I poke back, ayo, cause Chronic Tone's back.
Woo! Chronic Tone.
Yeah.
Bad Decisions, Live Free or Die.
Live Free or Die. Give me freedom or give me death. Off the top of the dome, fresh.
That's beautiful. One more time, where can the people find you, Chronic?
SoundCloud.com/ChronicTone.
Perfect. All right, we're getting out of here.
Peace.
Peace. Make sure I want to see y'all Thursday. And I'm just seeing what we're going to play here. What are we going to do?
If y'all want to buy some beats, holler at me on on whatever social media. I got a lot of beats for sale. You know what I mean? They're just sitting waiting to be bought. But you got to holler at me. So hit me up.
Chronic Tone, at Chronic Tone on everything.
Chronic Tone at Gmail, too.
You know what? We're going to play that new Static joint because it bangs. Static, Crooked
Static
Eye.
Static Selector.
Dead or in Jail. LFODradio.com.
Minaki Poppy.